Chapter 7. What are you thinking in your hearts? A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 5, verses 21 through 26. Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." Scribes and Pharisees always have secrets, and those secrets are in their hearts. It is not always in what they say or in what they do, but rather in what they are thinking. That is where their deception breeds. They spring traps from the inside, from their preconceived notions, their assumed certainties, their particular way of seeing the world. They do not perceive and wonder. They first know what must be, what should be, and then they interpret what they see accordingly. When I am honest with myself, I think I understand the scribes and Pharisees better than just about anyone else in the Gospels. I know their hearts. I am expert in forming an opinion of some person or some group, keeping this secret, and then judging everything they do according to the narrative I have adopted. I'm not always wrong, but the secret authority I wield is the main issue. I assume I know first, then I see what's what, and judge it by what I already know to be true. Friendships break apart this way. So do work relationships, marriages, communities. The scribes and Pharisees begin by knowing who Jesus is, or rather, they know who Jesus is not. They cling to their idea of God. They have established boundaries and set categories. Jesus is a disturbance. Since they cannot be wrong, he must be wrong. They call him a blasphemer, the one who does not observe their definitions of God. These are the same scribes and Pharisees who are scandalized when Jesus welcomes sinners and tax collectors at the beginning of Luke 15. In response, Jesus addresses to them a parable, actually three parables. The first is about a lost sheep. The second is about a lost coin. The third is about a lost son. Check that. The third is about two lost sons. The sheep are like the sinners, who have wandered aimlessly and gotten themselves lost. The coin is for those tax collectors who know what it is like to chase after money, except now they are the ones being pursued. The younger son seems to be about both the sinners and the tax collectors, no matter how far gone. But the scribes and Pharisees are addressed too. The friends and neighbors who celebrate at the return of the lost sheep and the lost coin are the scribes and Pharisees as they ought to be. And the elder son who will not come back inside the house is the scribes and Pharisees as they really are. The elder son is certain of his sense of justice, of right and wrong. He's got his terms. His father comes to him and pleads with him to come inside. The elder brother is the father's son, too. The distance this elder son has to go to return home is negligible on a map, but the journey in his heart is great indeed. He's got to move out of his own certainty and allow himself to be changed. That is why I find a little bit of hope for the scribes and Pharisees at the end of this passage in Luke 5:26. We read that astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and struck with awe they said, "We have seen incredible things today." Since we are not told otherwise, and since Jesus is speaking to them as he addresses the paralyzed man, I think that all means the scribes and the Pharisees too, maybe them most of all. They are astonished. They glorify God. They are struck with awe. They have seen incredible things today. And perhaps they will experience a miracle themselves. Perhaps their hearts will arise from under the cover of their secrets, and they will walk humbly into the household of belief. Prayer. O Lord, uncover the secrets of my heart. Open me to you.